Whitaker Creek flows swollen and muddy. Heavy rains have doused the Coast Range east of Florence overnight, and the creek is up about 2 feet in just a few hours. The cold water is cascading into a large metal cage along the bank. Inside, four men in chest waders stand waist deep in the rushing water, and 160 steelhead, waylaid from their spawning run, weave and bump into their legs, trying to avoid dipping nets.
You know, if there aren't any in front of you, there would be a miracle.
This fish trap is operated by Florence STEP, Salmon and Trout Enhancement Program, a volunteer-run organization. For each of the fish in the trap, the volunteers, led by Florence STEP President Ron Caputo, determines the sex, if it's a hatchery fish, and...
Recap. It means it's been recaptured. We punch a little hole in their gill plate so we know if we've already counted them.
Wild fish are released upstream so they can spawn. But Caputo says they don't want the hatchery fish to reproduce.
If they're ready, we will sometimes strip the eggs out of them and then put them back down, and then they'll go back out to the ocean and come back in a year.
They do this by squeezing the steelhead bellies to force out the eggs and milt, or fish sperm, into the fast-moving water, where they won't survive. With their eggs gone, the steelhead often head back towards the ocean to start the cycle again. This winter, classes of 3rd and 7th graders visited the trap, with the older kids taking turns inside. The 3rd graders learn about fish life cycles, then go back to the classroom.
Hi, I'm here, and I'm a fry. I have to eat insects instead of yolk because my yolk sac is gone.
Caden Montgomery is a student in Dolly Green's 3rd grade class at Siuslaw Elementary School. He reads from a computer presentation he's created based on the class trip to the Whitaker Creek fish trap. Green's class has written poetry, learned songs, read books, and with their art, is in the process of transforming the hallway outside into a massive salmon life cycle display. This week, the STEP volunteers will be delivering steelhead eggs to each classroom for the students to hatch. Teacher Dolly Green.
The children have a sense of helping the salmon. They have somehow, by raising the eggs in the classroom, that they are a part of this effort to protect the salmon. And that is developing a respect for another creature, for the environment, and I think that's just invaluable.
Jim Grano is a retired middle school teacher and now a volunteer outdoor education coordinator for the Siuslaw School District. He's been working with STEP volunteers to develop hands-on education programs for 20 years with the goal of developing environmental awareness in the next generation.
We have probably a dozen to two dozen former students who are now in natural resources as professionals or in fields like commercial fishing, things like that, in the outdoors, working as foresters for timber companies. So, yeah, there's been an impact.
Another part of the Florence STEP education offerings is their Munsell Creek hatchery. John Spangler is an ODFW biologist.
High school students come over. They're engaged in the program. They're there with fin clipping time. So they get some biology experience. They understand the difference between wild hatchery fish. And it's a good project for the STEP group to engage with the community.
This year, that won't be possible. In early February, a suspected contaminant killed last fall's harvest of coho eggs. While the ecological impact of the loss will be minimal, school trips to the hatchery are canceled. Strangely enough, losing the coho actually has an upside. It has opened the STEP volunteers' eyes to yet another way to educate the next generation of fishermen, landowners, and coastal residents. Caputo and the other volunteers plan to start a runoff education campaign in the city, putting leads to a stream signs on curbs and storm drains in the subdivisions along Munsell Creek.
So we're going to educate the public to take care of the environment and make sure that anything they're putting on their lawn or house or whatever, that going to end up in the stream to make sure it's good, safe for fish.
In Florence and around the Northwest, increased development is putting pressure on fish habitat and watersheds. Funding for conservation from the government or other sources is far from a sure thing. Consequently, the work of groups like Florence STEP, educating students and the wider public, will be all the more critical to maintaining fishery health for decades to come. For KLCC News, I'm Jess Burns on the bank of Whitaker Creek.